Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 156 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. Thanks so much for joining us, downloading, sharing, liking, and all the support, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the my123cents.com blog, or of course, right here on the show. And this week's show actually is with someone from the Micro Wrestling Federation. His name is Lil Show. And he is actually coming to town to, and when I say to town, I'm talking Southern Illinois. This show is recorded in Southern Illinois, and specifically the MWF, or the Micro Wrestling Federation, is coming to the Heron Civic Center this Sunday night. It's November 19th, and they will be putting on a show, a family-friendly show. They have a couple of different types of shows that they do. I'm told that this one will be family friendly. And again, it is being held at the Heron Civic Center. You can go online and the link is on the right up here on My 123 Cents on Jittery Monkey. But you can go to the Heron Civic Center's Facebook page and there you can get all your ticket information and whatnot, figure out. And Heron Civic Center, many years ago, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast. I know I've certainly blogged about it before. Many years ago, back in 2005, Heron Civic Center, Chad and I worked with Ian Rotten to bring IWA Mid-South to the Heron Civic Center, and they had three shows here. One of them was main evented by Billy Gunn. I was the ring announcer at two of those events. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time doing it, but... So this venue is not your typical wrestling setup, but it certainly is a unique one in that it can hold a wrestling venue. There's a stage and the ring, at least when Ian was here and doing it, the ring went on the stage and then the fans sat in the stadium seating, and it was a unique experience for sure. I never sat out there and watched because I was in the ring doing the ring announcing stuff, but it's definitely a fun environment. And again, tickets range from $10 all the way up to $40. And it's Sunday night, November 19th, this upcoming Sunday night. And it's at the Heron Civic Center located in Heron, Illinois. So be sure to check it out. Micro Wrestling Federation coming to Southern Illinois, microwrestling.com, or of course in the write-up here, and Lil Show will talk more about that as well as we get into our interview here in just a little bit. Before we do jump into that interview, a couple of other things going on. And I don't really go through a whole lot of like mainstream wrestling news simply because I think a lot of other podcasts talk about that. I'm assuming that you listen to more than just My 123 Cents. So if there's something huge that I have an opinion on or want to share My 123 Cents on, I will weigh in here. But I really like to talk about the indie scene, specifically local indie scene here in Southern Illinois and Southeast Missouri, which I don't know why I said Missouri like that. But anyway, Cape Championship Wrestling out of the Southeast Missouri area, they actually have another show coming up. It is on Saturday night, November the 25th, and that is going to be their last show for 2017. So be sure to head on over to capewrestling.com. You can learn more about what they're doing at Knockout November 2. It is the epic CCW 2017 finale that you won't want to miss. And I'm looking at the card right now, and it's a stacked card. This is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and my family still hasn't figured out what we're doing for Thanksgiving yet, so I'm not sure if I'm in town or not. But I do know that Brandon Espinoza takes on Mathis and Mikey McFinnigan in a triple threat for an opportunity, for a special opportunity from the CCW general manager. Brandon Barbwire and Austin Lane, he is the CCW heavyweight champion. They're going to take on Justin the Juice Smart and the general manager Osby Tomlin. There's a CCW Women's Championship match. Mardi Gras takes on Nikki Lane. Nikki Lane, by the way, the new CCW Women's Champion. Hollis Giroux takes on Blaster in a grudge match. It's a fuzzies on a pole match, which is really why I want to go to this because I've never seen such a match before. Van Horn takes on Sexy Sarge. Ace Hawkins also takes on Otis Crawley. That one also being booked as or announced as a grudge match as well. So lots of good things going on. Also, that happening that very same weekend, it is IWA Productions Pro Wrestling Turkey Bash. And IWA Productions, I don't talk a whole lot about them, and it's not from anything other than kind of it falling off of my radar, even though I know several of the workers there. And I do apologize for my lack of mentioning them in the past, but Heath Hatton from Stride Pro Wrestling will be there. El Magnifico, Jose Magnifico, we all know him. Dexter Roswell, who is the new one half of Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships holder, he will be there. We're also going to see Natural Selection, and the heavyweight champion, the IWA Productions heavyweight champion, is Bo Tatum. He's wrestled a couple times too for Stride Pro Wrestling. But that show is also happening again on that Saturday night. It is November 25th. Doors open at 6. Bell time is at 7. It's $15 for the front row, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. And that happens in Fairfield. And they are located at the Elks Lodge in Fairfield. And they have a Facebook page, and I do have the write-up there as well for Cape Championship Wrestling, for IWA Productions, which both happening on the same night. So should be some great weekend. You know, if you're fed up with your family after Thanksgiving, you can head out and go have some fun. But this one in Cape, by the way, I mentioned Cape Championship Wrestling. This is actually happening at the Delta Community Center in Delta, Missouri. So be sure, again, to get out and support indie wrestling. If you are north of Southern Illinois, head to IWA Productions. If you're south of Southern Illinois, head to Cape Championship Wrestling. Or, you know, make it a long road trip and go see something that you wouldn't normally typically see. It'll be a good time, I guarantee you, at either one of those shows. Then again, of course, on the 19th, it is the Micro Wrestling Federation at the Heron Civic Center. And then on Saturday, December 9th, I can't believe we're almost into December already, but it is time to talk about that. Buried Alive, Chris Hargis will battle Red Daniels in a Buried Alive match. It is the first ever Buried Alive match for Stride Pro Wrestling, and as far as I know, the very first Buried Alive match in this area. And maybe, I don't know how many independent companies have done Buried Alive matches before, so I'm excited for this. There has been a lot of work that has gone into this, and those who have been involved with it know who you are, and I credit you. And you know, I think you've done an amazing job with putting this together and building up to it, and I'm excited for this. There's going to be also a beard versus mask match that night, as Jose Magnifico puts his mask on the line against Brian Richards from the DR Party's beard. And there's going to be some other great matches announced. I have not seen the official card yet. I will hopefully have more on that next week. And Chad and I are working on a top six show for next week, so you'll want to check that out as well. We're going to not do your typical, you know, I had debated what to do. And of course, Survivor Series was on my mind, but I didn't want to do Survivor Series because that seemed like a obvious one to do. So I think that I've come up with an idea that is pretty funny, and hopefully you guys enjoy it and we'll get a kick out of it too. And let us know your top six as well. And I'll post that a little later this week on the My123Cents Facebook page and get your thoughts and opinions as well. So without any further ado, let's check out what is going on with the Micro Wrestling Federation on the other side of this.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 123 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
The guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Alrighty, everyone, welcome back. And as promised, my guest today on the show is Little Show, the Redneck Brawler, and he is with the Micro Wrestling Federation, and they are actually coming to Southern Illinois. They will be in Heron, Illinois, coming up on Sunday night. It is November the 19th, so you'll want to check that out. But Little Show, tell me how you're doing tonight.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. We were talking before we got really started into the interview, and you've actually been wrestling for 13 years now. So how did you get involved in the world of professional wrestling?
Well, I got involved when I was around 13 years old. A buddy of ours, me and my brother wrestled, so a buddy of ours knows Jerry Lawler, and said he needed some little guys, and so me and my brother was the only little guys around at that time, so I started out in mixed pro wrestling up there with Jerry the King Lawler, Bill Dundee, Coco Beware, so I was up there with all these big names, and I'm like, oh, okay, and I didn't know nothing about wrestling, but it was an experience, and that's how I got started.
So what was it about wrestling that kind of attracted you, that made you want to get involved with it?
I watching it on TV growing up. I've always loved wrestling. It wrestled with me the whole time I was growing up, jumping on trampolines, hitting bat flips, powerbombing me on trampolines. I've wrestled from the time I could walk to the time I can remember. So
tell me a little bit, and we'll learn more about your career and whatnot in a moment. But can you tell me a little bit about Micro Wrestling Federation? I've seen the website. It's microwrestling.com. You guys are on social media. You have a great presence out there. You guys are all men and women who are under 5 feet tall. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you guys get in there and wrestle, you bring your own ring and you have everything set up, and you're ready to go once you hit a town. And you do a lot of traveling with that. Is that right?
Oh, yes, sir. We actually have a trailer that is stashed behind us. It has our inventory, our merch, everything. I mean, we come with the whole package, our sound equipment, everything. We got our ring, which is 13 by 13. We go in there, we set it up. I basically think this company is like a miniature of WWE, which is smaller stature.
Gotcha.
But the action is the same, you know. There's sometimes storylines up in it. I mean, it's a good show. We also have a steel cage, so.
Yeah, I saw the steel cage on the website as well, and so when you go to these different towns, I would imagine, and it looks like your fall, or at least the next several weeks leading into even December, you guys are almost every night hitting a new town. Is that right?
Exactly. We do anywhere from 4 to 5 shows a week.
Wow. So is this, would you call this like family friendly entertainment as far as coming out and bringing the kids and whatnot? I know when you come to Heron, there's a lot of wrestling history in our area here of Southern Illinois.
Well, we actually have two different shows. We have an adult show and then we have a kids friendly show.
Oh, gotcha.
So we had two different shows, you know.
What are some of the challenges, being on the road constantly with professional wrestling? I know you've been traveling and had some traffic issues before we started recording this, but I would imagine that life on the road sometimes is probably not all it's cracked up to be, even though people watch wrestling and see the lights and the cameras and the pyro and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. One of the main ones is just being away from your family. You know, your kids, you know, all that. That's one of the main reasons. You know, that's the main, negative thing.
Uh-huh.
That's the only negative thing that I can think of is just being away from your family. But this is allowing me a way to make, you know, provide for my family. And so, you know, I'm very thankful that I have this opportunity and I have this job and I'm able to do this, even though I've had, you know, I've been in the business 13 years, I've already had 2 or 3 surgeries, but I'm still going. So,
mm-hmm. Now, when we were talking before we started recording, you had also mentioned your involvement with MWF has been about a year or so. So what were you doing prior to that? I know there are some other companies out there that have and pardon me, I'm not exactly sure the proper term to say here, but little people, little performers. Have you primarily done those types of shows, or have you wrestled on with other organizations and companies?
I've been with all of the other ones that are out there right now, and that's why I said by far, because I've been out there, I've experienced, and by far the company that I'm with now, Micro Wrestling Federation, is the best. Mm-hmm. It's more professional, and we're treated different, so I like it.
Well, that's great. So when you wrestle, do you primarily, I know with MWF, you're wrestling other little people, but have you been in the ring against someone else that is not of the little person stature?
Oh, yes. Yes. When I first started out, when I did a lot of stuff on the indies.
Mm-hmm.
I wrestled a lot of big guys. And they actually had a name for me, Stiff. They said I was very stiff, which, I was like, at the time I thought it was good, but now I know that's not that good. but yeah, that was my nickname. They called me Stiff because I remember I was maybe 2 or 3 years in the training, and they put me in a match with, I think his name was Chaz, and he was about... he's a little over 300 pounds, and I went to spear, and I speared him in his knee, and I broke his knee. His leg right there, and the match was over.
Wow.
So, yeah, I felt bad, but, he shook my hand after. He said, it's all good. And I was like, okay.
So now, when you were younger, did you watch? When I grew up, and I imagine just based on what we were talking about earlier, I'm probably got more than a few years on you. But I remember the likes of the Haiti Kid and Little Beaver and Little Tokyo. Those guys were, in WWE. Not all the time. You'd see them occasionally, but who did you watch, or was there anyone that was sort of served as an inspiration? I know Hornswoggle in recent years is probably the most recognizable little person who got into the ring. Was there anyone out there that you kind of were inspired by?
Not being a little person, I wasn't inspired by any of the little ones, because at that time, to be honest, I really didn't know any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a guy, and then I think when I first started wrestling with other little people, I heard of a guy named Kato and Bobby, and so I watched a lot of their videos, and me and my brother. But at the time, me and my brother was wrestling a lot, and we went we did a lot of indies in Georgia, Alabama, and all them. So, but as an inspiration, I would have to say probably Triple H to HBK, sort of round up in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Do you find over the course of the 13 years that you've been involved that people, and when I say people, I mean, because sometimes society can be cruel. I know that with Hornswoggle and others who have kind of gone into the ring before you, and then there are shows now that are on the reality shows that do feature little people. Do you find that fans and people in general in the business are more accepting of companies like MWF?
I think they're starting. Because if you come to our show, we're pretty much doing the same thing as you'll see at WWE, except you're like right there, and we bring the action right there to you. Like the show that we're bringing to y'all is a kids show, and so if you're around the ring, we're coming right there. The action is gonna be right there to you. There's guys out here that do flips. We do flips off the ropes. So to answer that question, I think people are starting to understand that we're actually athletes. Mm-hmm. You know, now whenever they see us, you know, it's like that in everything, and that's you know, I'm fine with that. But my thing, I want to go out there. I want to wow them. I want to make them shop.
Absolutely.
You know, because like I'm a little guy and I weigh like 160 pounds, and I'll get up there and I'll hit a moonsault off the top rope.
Oh wow!
I hit the worms. I hit the springboard DDT, a springboard backflip. I don't just because I'm a big guy, I don't mean I can do powerhouse stuff. I can also do luchador stuff because I don't believe in ever trying to. I'm trying to think about downgrade or just settle. I don't believe in just settling. I always want to try to be the best. And so I also, that's what I'm saying, I like to wow people. And so does, and it's not just me. There's a lot of other athletes out here. You have E-Money. You have Flying Ryan. You have Baby Jesus. You have Bam Bam. And then you have Little Miss. You know, it's a whole package. The show is, like I said, that's why I said by far that our show, the Micro Wrestling Federation, is by far the best show out there. And,
I'm looking at some of your page or pictures too on Instagram, and I'll have all your social media contacts hooked up on the write up for this podcast. But it looks like you guys, you know, in addition to the obviously getting in the ring and getting in there and brawling, it looks like y'all are having a lot of fun as well, like off the road the ring stuff.
I mean, we're brother. I mean, you know, we travel all the time, you know, and you know, when it comes time to business, it's business. When it comes time to play, we play. So, you know, sometimes you got to have a little fun outside of the ring too, I guess.
What's your long-term aspiration? Do you ever want to have that opportunity on the big stage of WWE?
Oh yeah, man, that's everybody's dream, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. If it's not, then they're kind of in the business for the wrong reason. I mean, and I know if people say, "Oh no, I don't," that's everybody's dream. We're all trying to make it there, but I like where I am right now. I'm comfortable, you know. So, and I'm getting to do what I love to do every night and provide for my family. So
I got to ask, did you draw inspiration for your name from The Big Show?
Well, at first, how that name came about, I was a little devil at first because the guy that I wrestled all the time was my brother. And we called him Baby Jesus. And so that was like a match everybody want to see, Little Devil versus Baby Jesus.
Mm.
Well, I started getting hurt a lot, so I just figured maybe Little Devil's not an appropriate name right now. So I changed it. I went to Little Show. And then from that, and it's, at first it was like, yeah, kind of like a Little Big Show. That's what it was like. And then I just turned around and made it the Redneck Brawler, and I made the Little Show like the show. Like, when I step in, I'm going to steal the show. So that's how that is.
Well, Little Show, I know that you're a busy man, and I've seen the schedule. You guys are heading actually to my old stomping grounds, too, in West Lafayette, Indiana, very soon, as well as coming to Herrin, Illinois. But is there anything else you want to say as we get ready to wrap things up?
Just the show that we're gonna bring y'all, man. You better, you know, it's gonna be amazing. You know, I'm pretty sure. I think I just found that's a kid show, I believe. So that show is kid friendly, and I can't wait to see all you guys.
Everyone, thanks so much for sticking around, tuning in, and listening. Be sure to head on over to facebook.com/my123cents. Like that page. Follow on Twitter and Instagram, and also be sure to head to iTunes and leave us a favorable review, whether it is this show or any of the others on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. That includes Chad's Positive Cynicism, Greg Mahochko, the co-founder of Jittery Monkey. He has two shows, the Five Hearts Podcast, along with the Nerds United Podcast. We want to hear from you. We appreciate all the love and support that you give to Jittery Monkey, whether it's through our Facebook page, Twitter account, or, just in general, on iTunes and whatnot. So thanks again for the support, and we will talk again soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.